Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Tony Nelson, an award-winning videographer and photographer and founder of the MINE System of Learning. She is the author of Sexy, Savvy, and Successful, a woman's guide on how to start a business, gain financial freedom, and buy more shoes, as well as the upcoming book, The Secret Equation to Attracting More Clients. So welcome, Tony.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
We are happy to have you. My first question has to be, what is the secret equation to attracting more clients?
Well, it's interesting because most people, when they talk about the secret and they talk about how your business is really going to grow, it's really not about one particular thing. It's about combining that into an equation, which is marketing, then using your P factor, then using video, and then that in turn is going to give you the success that you need. So it starts with your marketing, which is actually your message.
And what is the P factor?
The P factor is kind of secret.
The
P factor is what's going to make you stand out from the competition. And it's something that most people don't talk about today, but it's not about the fact that you have money. It's not about how much time you spend in your business. It's really about you, and you are your P factor. And there's some other key points that deal with the P factor, but it's really about you as your business.
And which three areas should a business be focusing on right now?
Well, a business really needs to focus, number one, on their website, which would include using video, and they need to also start really thinking about blogging. So the three things really are your website, video, and then blogging. And the problem today is people think of their website and they think, okay, I'm in business now. I have this awesome looking website, and they expect their website to do all kinds of things for them. But really your website is the door to your online store. So unless you set your website up properly, you're not going to attract all those clients that you're looking to attract.
And Tony, what are some of the mistakes that you find people make when setting up that website?
I am so surprised by the amount of people that have antiquated sites, and I'll tell you what I mean. Just recently, I went to a website it's a very popular website, and the website, when you normally open a website, you see everything right there in the center of your screen. Well, everything with this website was all the way to the left, which tells me it hasn't been updated in a long, long time. So you want to make sure that your website design is current and that it's fresh. You also want to make sure that your website is easy to navigate, because people need to be led virtually by the hand so that you're telling them every single step that you want them to take. So if you want them to contact you, let them know that. If you want them to check out something that you have on special, let them know that. So it's really important that you really start looking at your website just as if you had a physical store and that website was your physical store.
Tony, I'm so glad that you brought up the antiquated concept, because this is what I like to call it. It reminds me of when you're looking to buy a home and you walk in and you see wood paneling. And you're like, what in the heck? You know, it's like the old designs. Get that out of here. Rip that down. And I know that, you know, that having a fresh new design is really important, and intuitive even website is critical too. But you talk about the importance of video a lot. So as an award-winning videographer, tell us why it's so important for your business and how someone can do it. I don't want to say on the cheap, but maybe it's not as expensive to do as people assume it is.
No, that's exactly right. Video is important because video is like your virtual handshake. people are able to see you. They can connect with you. They get to know who you are and what you do. Because let's face it, the majority of people today are reaching a global audience. So you're not going to be able to go to networking events and physically meet all these different people. So how do they get to know you and your voice and your mannerisms and what you have to offer? Video enables you to do that, and that's what's so exciting about it. Now, it's true that perhaps the very first video that you create should be professional, but it doesn't have to be that expensive. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of schools that students are going to learn video and filming. You might be able to contact that school, find a student who's willing to take on the project of doing your initial video. So that will lessen the cost. Then not only that, there are ways that you can start learning to use video yourself. I tell people all the time, if you have an iPhone or an iPad and you learn the specifics of video, you can start creating your own video empire, and that's really what it's all about. That's going to give you the online visibility that you're looking for, and that's going to attract more clients.
Toni, what would be one piece of advice that you would leave our listeners with today to help attract more clients through the website beyond the video?
I would tell them that what they really need to do is be true to themselves. And what I mean by that is you have to put your unique spin on whatever you are doing. Don't constantly look at your competition and worry about the way they're marketing, how they're marketing, how their website looks. You have to be your own person, because you are going to connect with the right people by showing your true self. So in other words, if you're putting out the message that you want to really be helping them create websites or videos or whatever it is that you want them to do, having your video, connecting with them, having that eye contact, so to speak, that's going to be really crucial, because that's going to all help with your online visibility strategy.
Well, Toni, I want to thank you so much for joining us here today. And our listeners, of course, can get much more information from Toni Nelson about all of this and her books on her website, themindsystemoflearning.com. And there you can find out how you can supercharge your business beginning right now. So thank you, Toni. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jenningswire Online Magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit jenningswire.com. Discover the blogger just right for you. Till next time.